This is Ted Kennedy. Cigarette warning labels are pussycats when it comes to delivering serious warning about the dangers of smoking. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, each year the tobacco industry becomes more aggressive in its cynical advertising and marketing schemes to encourage more Americans to smoke, especially teenagers, women, and minorities. True, current law requires cigarette packs to carry a warning label, but the law is ineffective. The label is in small print and is relegated to only one of the two narrow sides of the pack. Under a proposed Senate reform, a better label would be required, with a warning placed on both the front and the back of the pack, covering at least 20% of the area, and in writing, the same size as the other words on the pack. If we're serious about warning citizens about cancer and other severe health risks of smoking, let's get serious about tobacco warning labels, Al, and give them enough clout to get their message across.
Ted, if you think those warning labels really work well, then consider this. A couple of months ago, a spirited Oregon cattle rancher, Charlie Southwood, began marketing a pack called Death Cigarettes. Besides its honest name, these cancer sticks are sold in a package emblazoned yet with a skull and crossbones, a real coffin nail. On top of all that, Death Cigarettes have additional warning labels on the package that go far beyond the Surgeon General's tag. Its advice reads, if you don't smoke, don't start. If you smoke, quit. There's even a message placed in every carton which warns against smoking, and the carton is even designed like a coffin. Ted, the point is that all these graphic warnings about smoking don't stop Death Cigarettes from being a big seller. They can't make them fast enough. So let's be real about printed warning labels. Show a pic on the pack of a guy with emphysema. That might do it. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on whether science or emotional babble is winning the discussion on global warming. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.